was good for me. I kind of missed the bye week. I was here every day rehabbing, so I got some time to get away. You know, it's nice to get my mind off of things a little bit, just sit back, watch a little bit of football. But it was nice. It's a mini bye week for us, and hopefully that will help us down the stretch run.
Did you watch the Browns game?
I saw parts of it. I didn't watch the whole game.
You know much about Dorsey and then the chat? You're always looking forward to a guy who has not been a regular starter here over the last couple of years.
I don't know much about Dorsey. Their offense is scary. They have a lot of weapons. You know, they can. So we'll go into this game really not knowing much about Dorsey, what he brings to the game. But at the same time, we have to prepare for, great receiving tight end, a great receiver, a good running back, you know, good offensive line. They're capable of scoring a lot of points, putting a lot of yardage up. So, defensively, we're going to have our challenge this week.
Pressure every week, the pressure's key, but it'd be especially nice to get some heat on a guy who's not used to being back there.
Yeah, that's the key. Anytime, you know, you get a guy who hasn't been under center all season, has been taking reps with the first team, you try to disrupt his time and try to get to him early, try to rattle him if at all possible. So, scheme-wise, we've been able to do it with just our front four this year. So, you know, I don't know if that means that we necessarily blitz more. I think it just means stick with what we've been doing.
You guys have had the mentality of the old one-week-at-a-time thing and not really talk about playoffs, but now that it's win and end, how good of a feeling is that?
It's good. It's any time, you can control, especially, you know, we're kind of the driver's seat, and we can control what happens to us postseason-wise. We don't have to look around, hope other teams lose. All we have to do is take care of, what's in front of us. And, the first step toward, getting into the postseason would be winning this week. So, you can kind of start to look forward, but you can't look past this week because, we haven't clinched a playoff spot. We haven't clinched our division. We have to keep winning. But a win this week would be huge. It would be a big step, toward any postseason possibilities.
How helpful has it been, Kyle, to you guys? Pittsburgh playing well. The Colts are surging now. I mean, you guys have a nice lead, but you can't feel too comfortable because teams are playing pretty well. Has that helped kind of keep the focus?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think a lot of people were ready to write the Colts off after we beat them here on Monday night. And, what they've done is what we expected. And what the Colts do is they got back to football, got back to what they do well, which is finding ways to win games. And they've just rattled off a bunch of wins. And so, they're still the way I look at it is they're not chasing us. We're still chasing them because they've owned this division for a long time. So, until we actually win this division, this is the Colts division.
You're impressed with the Browns D against Indianapolis team you've seen so many times?
Yeah, Indianapolis have been playing well. And, they're a team that scores a lot of points. And for, Indy scored a defensive touchdown, so really only got a field goal on offense. So, I got a lot of confidence our offense is going to play well, but obviously the Browns defense is playing well. So as a defensive player, we need to match that this week.
You said you watched the game yesterday. What's it like when you're watching the game in a different setting compared to game film? There's no sound. It's just limited views.
It's hard to watch it on TV. You don't see a lot of the things you want to see. You don't get a lot of the angles you want to see. My wife can't watch games with me because I pause it and rewind it and slow-mo everything. So, it was nice to be a casual observer. I didn't get too deep into the game. We've got an extra day this week to prepare. So, but it was nice. I always like, playing Monday night games, Thursday night games when you can sit at home on Sundays and watch some other teams play. It's different, and I grew up a football fan, so to sit there on Sundays and watch all the football games is kind of fun.
T-ball, right?
Yeah. Thanks, guys.